Gary Harley is about to join us too to run through all the form today and find a winner or two. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I am well, mate. A great day's racing at Tamworth today.
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Beautiful day. We're driving, where are we? Nearly to Everest Park on the way up, probably an hour away from Tamworth, maybe a shade more. There's blue skies everywhere, a couple of little clouds, but they're not rain clouds. Ain't no problem at all. The track's improved a bit to a soft six today, and like in these regions up here, but even anywhere down our way, down below, under the frost, it's been huge frost, fog and everything, and, you know, things don't dry as good as we know at this time of the year, but it'll be okay, I'm quite sure of that.
Right, at the first, we've got a full field. Now, one, Kenny Wynn, 340, five, Miss Expensive, 350. Number 8, Bowie's Boys, 650. 2, Heidi's Story, 9. 4, 2 More Angels, 10. 3, Ladazzle, 13. 13, She's Sharp, has 16. 12, Moss Heart, 19. Then 23 or better.
And he's been trying all his preparation, Kenny Wynn. He's been very consistent, trying to win a race. He's been placed 4 of his last 5. The last was at Musselburgh the other day, a heavy 8 over 1,000. He got me 4 lengths by all stand, but the winner went very, very good. It's pretty smart. Place success off behind Mr. Time, behind Angela Davies is also success off. He was just beaten 2 hearts. Mate, some query whether he can run, you know, 1,000 metres. He's been placed twice in 5 starts over 1,000. He got very good 900 metre form. But he's got a tricky draw, but he's got good speed, and the young lady, CJ Gray, is absolutely on fire. She'll play 3.56 on his back. This could be his race. Number 4, 2 More Angels. Trained here by Sue Grills. Greg Ryan to ride. It's a first starter. I saw the trial here at Tamworth on June 24. Saw it on Sky or on the replays, race at New South Wales website. Thought it went all right. It led. Greg let it just drift off the rail into the straight. Greg Ryan tried it. He never rode it out at all. More or less went to the line under its own steam. Thought it might be one that had run all right first up. Number 5, Miss Expensive. She was a late scratch at the barrier last week at Musselbrook. There was a problem there. Most of the runs have been on the provincials, except for one at Port Macquarie. She's a lovely filly. She cost $800,000. That's why she's got the name, Miss Expensive, by CXL. She trialled Gossett on June 21, before that Musselbrook mishap there. The idea is so obvious. She's a pretty smart horse at Greg McFarlane's. Won well at Newcastle, first up the other day. And the trial was very, very good. A couple of times, she was only beaten 2 lengths one day at Gossett, a length before at Port Macquarie. She's got good speed, and she's likely to be lead or be in the first couple from barrier two. So down a lot in class here, give her a chance. A double gaze at big odds could run a first ball here. He made up a little bit of green on the other day. 1, 4, 5, and 9.
Rightio, we go to the next event. 11 Operatic and 16 Artella out. Now 14, Let's Get Naughty Gal, $1.60 short. 3, 4 Socks, 5.50 with 6, My Lucky Eagle. 12, Serbia, 15. 13, Thunder, 16. Then 26 or longer.
Chris Lee needs 2 winners for 150. According to my calculations for the year, he's run a winner for the weekend. I don't think he's on 148 for the weekend. And he's got the dollar, what you say, $1.60 chance here. Look, in all seriousness, he's 10 grand above this. He did run 13 for Classic at Randwick in February. I know she's beaten 6.5 feet, but Trolley won the race. Went second of the Gold Star. She got beat 2.3 at Rose Hill by T-Spoon in January. She ran second on the Blue and Go waiting for them. Now, she had one run back. Started to put the other day in Newcastle. Brent Abdullah Rotor of the midweek meeting, June 22. And Barrier 1. She run third or fourth the rail, but she sort of got on the heels a little bit at the 1,000. She was held up from the home turn to the 200-metre mark. She got out late. The Lord, if she sprints all right, she may still win. But she didn't. She was beaten about a length and a quarter. All I can say is you can marry a one. Gibbo's rider. He's ran 68 winners for the season, the most he's ever ridden in the two. You'll probably make it into the 70s today. She does look a class above. She's got 54.5 in a set weight race after winning prize money of nearly 30,000. Number three, Four Socks, for Tony Dewey and Greg Ryan. Second the other day, Hunting set outside the leader, took the lead at the top of the straight to the winner cruise pass. Big city. One easy by over two lengths, but not along well, Four Socks. Thought it might be the days of all the main three events. The favourite. Number 12, the third of the race, Serbia. Got back at Tamworth 5 weeks ago as a race hit. Ran on fair, Cody Morgan's got it these days. And number 5, best of the others in the race, which you all know is Cabello. Ran on well, first out at Musselbrook, run third. And then I thought, a shade disappointing at Prindai. 14-3, 12-5.
Righto, the third. How do you do? Number 8 comes out. Favourite 7, Big Ben, the clock at $1.70. 3, Magic Archer, $5. 11, Not for the Lord, 6. 9, Butterfly Flag, $7.50. Number 13, Alma Doll, 10. Then 31, Alonga.
Big Ben, the clock, I've sold. I thought he'd win. It'd be very hard to beat. $1.70. Look, he won a maiden very, very easily here at Tamworth over the mile. Back on June 6th, I was here. And he went to Dubbo, and he got beat half a length by Kingsbridge in a fair race. He led that day over the mile. He gave a kick, and he was run down just there. Then he went to Bungie over 2,000. First run over a trip. Last start, got back midfield. I thought the duck give him every hope, Paul King. Got into the outside, and he had plenty of galloping room in the straight, but he got beat a better length than half. Like, personable. The winner does go okay. I thought he could win, but she's short, $1.70. I thought Bunty was away, but obviously he's not. Righto, he's on the Riviera, Sean Bunty. Cruising around, sending tweets, big photos of him in his Vitos and all that sort of thing. He's having a ball. Number 3 for second, Magic Archer. Tony Newing's got this. I think I beat a length and a half of Bunty the other day, got back, ran on very well. Thought he that was 1,600. He gives the indication he'll run 2,000 metres. Number 11 and 9, best of the others. Short, 7-3, 11 and 9. But it looks a match race for me, but the bookie thinks it's a one-horse race. $1.70.
All right, now the next event race, 7 What a Bonus is out. Now 11 Hour Tickets, $3, 13 El Casco, $3, 6 Sorry I'm Awesome, $4.40, 2 Have a Go Charlie, $7, then 16 or better.
Have a chance, Have a Go Charlie. What is he, $6 or $7? Look, he had very ordinary form before he was your Alan Benham's got him. He's got 4 good chances today. RT's riding all 4. This horse had very ordinary form before he went to the paddock in January. He's come back. He ran 4th at Chestnut first time. Didn't do a great bite. It was a heavy dog. He got a good trail. And he went back to the colourway. And he held his ground the last bit. Thought he needed the run. Then he went to Kempsey the other day. And he got trapped 3 deep there. Off a tricky draw. Off the speed. And when they clapped on a bit of pace at the 400, he was left standard for a while, and then late, he was doing his best work, and he held on and got beat about all 3.5 lengths. Now, we're looking at a pretty mediocre field here, let me tell you. No stars in this race. Could get a good run for Thalia Sitchin, and the value got a big age. And the favourite, Cavsor, Red Cavanaugh's horse, now Pickett. It was first time to face in the race at Dubbo back in May, but lost on protest. And then it went to Dubbo with Sally other run nearly 4 weeks back, not been about 2.8 by Kingsbridge. There, it's midfield, under pressure, in the straight. Big Ben Cobb run second, so the form wasn't super by any means. So they got it favourite, and I thought it was a danger. He'll give you one of 50 to 1 that might run a race, number 3 is a little bit. Ran over to run 4th just behind Abigail Charlie the other day, and Kempsey and Abigail Charlie, $6 and $7. Number 8 is the 4-6 in the race here, Shire, which is I Love and Is. Think of that length and after Chris on the other day. As I said, there's a long tail of a race, and I like a 2-3-11 of 8.
All right, so sorry, your best in that game was number 2.
Sorry, I went 2-11-3-8.
All right. All righty, now on to the next, which is race 4. Sorry, race 5, we're up to here, Gaz, are we? Now, we've got 1, maybe even you, 2, Plucky Star Out, 4, Magic Arlie, $4, 5, Surely Not, $4.40, 3, Ada, $4.80, 7, Got the Chocolates, $4.80, 8, Maybe the One, $5.50, then 11 or better.
I think Chris Lees has always got a great idea, Surely Not. We tipped him and we backed him the other day at Crendai at $5 or $6. It was a good win at Crendai. He's got a lot to learn this year. He's very, very green. He was way back in the field like he did the start before at Cameron. Jimmy did a terrific job to get him out. Started to chase hard along the rail, then he shifted out, having under pressure in the last 50 metres. Got up at the post. It was a very tricky photo, but he got the decision on the inside. And prior to that at Cameron, it was a huge run when he got back 3/4 of the length behind Ivory Tree for the back of the flip. He's learned, she is the filly, should I say. She's learned on the track. Gradually getting there. She may be even a little bit better today, but if you back up, I'd be expecting her to be. She goes 1200 to 14. She may not be as far back, but I think her general run of the mill race style is to get back. Magic Harley's got a big open for favourite for Bobby Billigan. The other day, kept you for a check-in. Got a little shocker, one of Chris Lee's. Was in the 1-1. Then it got back.
Six and pull out 7 Pixie Gaze. Now 2 Estimian, $2.80, 3 Mr. Pumblechook, $3.30, 1 Epic Decision, $4, 6 Guilty of Sin, $7, 4 John Donon, $11, and then 21 or better.
He's my best bet of the day, number 2 is real. He's trying to say that's the abuse to get into somebody a bill. Chris Lee's trained, Andrew Gibbons arrived. He's at 8 starts to 3 wins, 2 at Port, 1 at Muscle Brook, love the soft track. Yeah, Shorty hasn't raced for 2 months. He's got big two lengths of chest. Around the race is 900 metres. He was due to beat at Bonita. Now, Penalty had a trial the other day at Gosford. Disregard the trial. But a 7th of 8 feet, 4.5 seconds. Spending Bill Bidwell the trial. So you see how strong a trial was. The next year, I'm second, I'm Bill Arley. This horse was never allowed to get a sprinter. He was under the hole all the way. All he did was have a hit-out to make sure he was taken over all right for his first up run. Waiting for better the day. 3 minutes to pump it, should go. Cody Morgan's got it for the Easter Chris Waller. He won at Canada in November. He won at Canberra this December. Went in the paddock for a second first up at Canada. He on a tall ferry door, which was flying at the time, walked right in. Then he went to the highway on the heavy sand. He floundered all over the place and got beat 13 weeks. That was a month ago. Nice and fresh. Your favourite female jockey aboard Rachel Murray. Thought it to be very, very hard to beat, even though I think the other ones have been sick. One M Precision will run okay, despite a very quick barrier. M6 Julie has sit. 2-3-1-6.
Righty, our race 7, we pull out number 11, House Wins. Now, 2 Happy Go Plucky, $1.60. Then out to 1 Caesars Ghost, $9.50. 4 Marboob is 10, along with 6 Great Grats. 3 Magic Over the Bay, 11. Number 8, Blaine is 14, then 19 or better.
I think it went up $1.35 this morning, down to $1.60. Happy Go Plucky. I think it's a good thing. Alan Denham, Robert Thompson. 2 terrific runs this time. It has only had the 2. Third first up at Cessnock. Less than a length behind Ginger Snap. in a 1150 metre race, got a mile back in a field of 12, held up on the home turn, laid out under pressure with a straight, hammered to the line, then it went to Newcastle. This is the good run. Stain beat it short. Place here run second. The hot, hot class two. Stain went to town and won straight away for the Stokes. Plays here is very promising. This horse got beat about 2.5 lengths. She's got a bit of speed. Barrier 1RT looks special to me. Here we go, Flucky. Number one, Caesar's Ghost. Gene Emerson's got the horse there. I reckon he's about the first rate of the set. Got me 3 lengths of print on the other day in a fair rate. After coming out last and being last in the run. Three Magic over the bay. It's got a place open for the Narromine trainer Wayne Collison. Number four, best of the others on the move. With $1.60, he gets out any further short. He's out for a very attractive price. Happy go, Flux. 2, 1, 3, and 4.
Righto, 3 Opera Blue and 11 Boodaroo come out of the last. Now 2 Duck in Dubai, 250, 4 Annandale Lass, 550, number 6 Iwatani, and 9 Exotic Art, 750, 5 Captain Scott, 850, then $11 or better.
I think he'll win again, Duck in Dubai. He's a bit of a risk at 1200. He's had 3 starts at 1200, never out of place. But it's an easy 1200 at Jack. It's not like 1200 at Scone or Newcastle. It's an easy 1200. He's got RT on. He rode him at Kempsey when he won the other day, set outside the leader and bolted him by nearly 2 lengths on a heavy 10. Soft track, no problem. He's one on the top. Should get on. He's got a bit of a tricky barrier, but he'll go up after the start. Probably look to get one out if he goes to sit outside the leader. If he runs to 1200, I think he'll win. Number 5, if he can't run the tap, I think he won't run it anywhere. Captain Scott trolled good the other day. The mile, 2 lengths behind in Vienna. Behind in Vienna. He led all the way in the trial and looked pretty good to me. Form last time is very good. Struggles to win a race, but 326 and all he's run to good race. Number 4 to 3rd, and a day last.
Righty, yeah. Now, what's your good things?
The good things of the day. You're not fighting today.
Straight through to the keeper. Straight through to the keeper. On you, Gary. Have a good day, and we'll hear you later on through the day with the late mail.
I tell you what, you wouldn't think it was winter if you were driving through Willow Tree at the moment.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Magnificent. Well, have a good day, and we look forward to hearing the late mail from you.
Well, no, mate. Talk to you tomorrow from Gosford.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Gary Harley there, looking at the meeting today at Tamworth.